I've been noticing lately that there seems to be growing interest in the Midwest, in Lexington, Kentucky, for that matter, in investment in tech startups. In fact, this region is seeing maybe growth where the East and West Coasts are not. Are you seeing any of that going on here locally?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're fortunate enough to be able to raise our money here in town. That wasn't by necessity. We had a lot of opportunity from outside interest, but we felt like it was important for us to be in Lexington and to really stay here. So we wanted to work with local partners, and there's a lot of people that have worked hard over the last several years to kind of establish that entrepreneur-friendly climate, and we certainly kind of worked through that process, and it's worked really well for us to help us grow our business.
Can you put into words what it is that makes you want to stay in Lexington?
You know, I think it's almost cliche at this point, but it's a quality of life issue. It's a great town. It offers, you know, a lot of the opportunity and entertainment that a much bigger city has, but it's still a really small town. So you get a little of both worlds, and it's pretty accessible. You know, you may have to have a connection here or there that you wouldn't from a bigger city, but in reality, I think it's a nice place to live, and it's an easy place to get to other places from.
What industry trends in your industry are you watching closely these days?
We do prescription management, where you can issue prescriptions through the system, printing off your labels and that sort of thing. As the sector grows, I think we expect that to get more regulated, kind of more in line with the human side of things. Some of the other trends is just kind of data ownership and data ownership rights. We believe that the data belongs to the vets that were put in there. Not every company in our space feels that way. So the management and regulation of the client's privacy and the practices privacy on who owns that data, I think, is going to be something we'll see, you know, kind of changes in the future. Right now, it's pretty wide open, but I think we'll probably see more regulation on that in the future.
Is there any division in that between micro data that's specific to a veterinarian that for competitive reasons they may not want to share with another versus macro data that everybody is providing that might be useful to all?
Yeah, there's some pretty good overlap and pretty good gray area between the two. You know, on the human side of things, there's pretty clear divisions on what counts as micro and macro data that can be anonymized, and those data sets can be used for different things. On the vet side, it's not nearly as clear. So we follow the human model, which is a much more strict interpretation than a lot of folks, but we feel like it's important to give people that peace of mind, not only the practices, but their customers as well, that their data is, even though there could be some greater benefit, you know, in exchanging that data in some way, we're going to err on the side of privacy.